want to welcome you back to hour number two, as it is time for a history lesson at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And this week, our good friends at Triumph Books have arranged a wonderful interview with Todd Anton. He is the co-author of his new book, When Football Went to War. The foreword was written by one of my favorites. He's been on our show in the past, Marv Levy. Good evening, Todd. It's great to have you with us tonight.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations on the book. And I know the football season, it's already concluded, but we still wanted to make a point to have you on our program and share some of those unforgettable stories of Pro Football Hall of Famers, NFL owners, and some of the gentlemen that have served our great country and just pay tribute to their perseverance and how they have bravely served. Is this a project that you'd wanted to do for quite some time?
It is. I mean, I wrote the book when baseball went to war earlier. I mean, I kept running into these fantastic football stories. I feel Bill O'Reilly's killed Lincoln and Kennedy and Jesus. I figure I can send every sport to war. So in coming across these stories, you know, we tend to think of our athletes as in one-dimensional, as athletes, but we forget that they were veterans, too, and they went through quite a bit. And when we see them as our soldiers, as our veterans, you really get a deeper appreciation for them, and we're so special to have had them as long as we've had.
You know, and I was going to ask you, Todd, how many players did you profile throughout the book from the collegiate and from the professional level?
That's a good question. I'm trying to, it all runs together, but it's well over 125 players from three college Hall of Famers that served on the USS Maine that were killed in Havana Harbor all the way up to Pat Tillman. I mean, we've covered quite a span of sacrifice. Sacrifice knows no generation. It just keeps asking more and more every time.
Okay, the title of the book is When Football Went to War. So kind of break it down. Give us a kind of a synopsis of how you did break all this down. Obviously, so much history and the men that you wanted to profile.
Well, the men we wanted to profile is in regards, I mean, there was everybody who served, but there's some who paid the ultimate price. And there was obviously more of a focus on the World War II generation, since that made the highest demand. And so we broke it down by seasons, from 41 all the way to, you know, all the way to 45, and then we did Korea, and then we did Vietnam, and so on. But we broke it down, not just what they did, but how they felt about it, and we went with compelling stories. If somebody just pumped gas at an air base, I mean, that's service, I get that. But, you know, there are people like Chuck Bednarik, Joe Foss, Tom Landry, Bud Grant, Jack Loomis, that go on, that help us personalize these stories. And Pete Rozelle, for goodness sakes, he was in the war,
yeah.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, we wanted to bring the humanity to it, because football served more than any other sport. Three Medal of Honor recipients, 22 KIAs in World War II. That is something that demands to be told. So we focused a lot on the KIA story, since they paid the ultimate price.
Well, I want to learn some more about some of the Hall of Famers that served in World War II. You just rattled off some of the names. Bud Grant, 18 years as the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. What were some stories that you shared about his contributions?
Well, you know, Bud Grant, you know, he was an All-America everything out of high school in 1945, wet behind the ears, 18, 19-year-old kid. And, you know, in 1945, the war ended in August of 45. You know, he graduated most likely in May is when he graduated, May, June. So he didn't have too much of the war really to impact him. But nonetheless, you had to go in the service, and he did. And so he went into the service as, you know, most people 18, 19 years old think they know everything anyway. And he went into the Navy, and the Navy sent him to, and most athletes, they sent him to what they call the Great Lakes Naval Station in Chicago. That's where they sent famous pitcher Bob Feller back in 1941. And most of the athletes went through there. And anyway, he went there, and they put him on the football team there, and you know, he thought he knew everything, and he ran into Paul Brown, who was the head coach. And you know, the Marine Corps is known for its drill instructors, and so is the Army, but the Navy not so much. Well, Paul Brown took Bud Grant and turned him into one, and turned him in from an ill-disciplined, snot-nosed teenager into a football machine.
Yes.
And made him a part of the Blue Jackets that went out and even beat Notre Dame 39-7 with a bunch of teenage kids. And they beat Notre Dame. And Bud Grant credits his coaching career to Paul Brown, because he taught him the discipline, and he came to appreciate that discipline and organization and management. And as he got that, I mean, he went on and became an All-America at Minnesota. And then well, a lot of people don't know about Bud Grant is he gave up a contract in the NFL to go play in the National Basketball Association for the Minneapolis Lakers.
I think that's an amazing story. And he won an NBA title in his first year.
Sure did. He played with George Mikan and the Lakers and all of that. And a lot of people don't know that. He was a baseball, a two-year baseball star at Minnesota. He played basketball and football at Minnesota. I mean, he is the ultimate athlete, and a lot of people don't realize that. You hear two sports people, but he was Bo Jackson before Bo Jackson, right?
That is
incredible. And quite a talent, quite an amazing talent, and quite an amazing man, an amazing coach. And he went from being 18, 19 years old to wanting to passionately lead men on the sidelines. And of course, you know, he played for the Eagles. He played with Chuck Mednarik, Concrete Charlie, and you know, who's another World War II legend. And so Bud Grant is one of a kind, and we can learn a lot from him.
Well, he certainly is one of the all-time greatest coaches. As I understand, I talked to Joe Capp just about a week ago, and he's going to be on the show coming up. But I did not realize that Bud Grant, that he was a first-round draft pick for the Philadelphia Eagles in 1956 and postponed, as you had just said, his NFL debut to play for the Minneapolis Lakers. So let's get some hits on Tom Landry, the legendary Dallas Cowboys coach, appeared in a record 5 Super Bowls, winning 2 championships. What did you share in the book about him?
Well, Tom Landry is, you know, I'll keep it brief because I know our time is limited, but Tom Landry is the quintessential definition of what we're looking for. What he said, he didn't go for the showboating into the end zone or anything. He said, act like you've been there before. Score your touchdown and get out of there. Just act like you've been there before. And Tom Landry, his brother served in World War II and was killed as a B-17 bomber pilot over Europe, and he lost his brother. Mm. And Tom, in 42, Landry went into flight school and became a B-17 pilot and flew missions over Germany, crash-landed his plane once. His crew was going to bail out over Belgium until he realized he had to change the mixture of his fuel so he could save his crew and his plane and bring it back to England. And he was a remarkable man. He was a heroic man. And he said he didn't do anything, and he did. When you ask him about it personally, he would say, well, I'm just one of 60 million people who served in the war. I'm nobody different. But as he got older, you know, he said, you know, after you've been out in war as long as he flew over 35 missions. And he said he was young and never been out of his hometown, and now here he was over Germany. And he was just lucky to survive. And he came back as a military veteran. I mean, he played for the New York Yankees football team. A lot of people don't realize the New York Yankees were a football team. The Brooklyn Dodgers were a football team. He played for the Giants. He played for the Cowboys. But as a player, he was phenomenal. But as a coach, he was a legend. And that partnership that he had as a veteran, that he had with Roger Staubach, was really deep, because Roger Staubach is a Naval Academy veteran and also a veteran of the Vietnam War. And the two of them, I had a mutual understanding. When I talked to Roger Staubach about it, Roger Staubach said, there was something between us that didn't need to be explained, and that was what we learned in the service.
Todd, we're up against the clock. We got to go to break at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. The title of the book is When Football Went to War, and it truly is the perfect tribute to the American athletes turned soldiers, and it's so inspiring. And I know you guys are going to enjoy that. Go out and get a copy of that. Again, thanks so much, Todd.
Thank you very much. Have a great one.
Much more straight ahead in hour number 2 at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We will be right back.